So let's turn to hockey if we can. On Monday, the Bruins went to meet President Barack Obama in Washington to celebrate their Stanley Cup win, except for one notable exception, Stanley Cup MVP Tim Thomas. Bill, remind us what happened and why he didn't go.
Tim Thomas announced via Facebook that the federal government was out of control and was threatening the rights of not only Tim Thomas but everybody else, and so he was not going to go to the White House. He also announced that his decision was not about politics.
Of course not. Of course it wasn't.
Lots of opinions, obviously, on this decision. My advice at this point to Tim Thomas would be, first of all, I feel awful that he thinks his rights are being threatened by the federal government. I myself feel threatened by numbers of people, but the federal government is not among them. I also would urge him to look up politics in the dictionary.
Bill, actually, I do have a question for you about that. It seems that athletes pretty much, they get pilloried anytime they do mix sports and politics. Is there ever a way that the twain can meet?
I just think it's a really tough thing to do. People have such expectations about athletes, and most of those expectations are unfair. You can't really expect somebody like Curt Schilling, for example, to be a great analyst of political matters. All we really have the right to expect is that he'll go out and pitch as well as he can each time he gets the ball.
Would they get paid the big bucks to be players, not pundits?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We shouldn't expect them to be pundits any more than we expect George Will to stop a slap shot.
Though I'd like to see that.
Well put.
Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear it right here at WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And, of course, most Wednesdays on Radio Boston. Bill, thanks as always.
Thank you, Meghna.
And Bill isn't the only one thinking about that Tim Thomas story. His executive producer, Gary Wallach, has been giving it some thought and filed this commentary.
Tim Thomas's refusal to join his teammates for Monday's White House celebration of the Boston Bruins' 2011 Stanley Cup win has elicited predictably insane reactions from political zealots of many stripes. Should Thomas have attended? Yes, definitely, and for many practical, apolitical reasons. Team unity, good PR, and the chance that a White House celebration of a sports championship might have been fun. And there's a good political reason, too. Very few American citizens get the opportunity to voice concerns directly to the president. It's hard to understand why Thomas, whose political passion has apparently remained closeted until now, would turn that down. All criticism aside, it was Thomas's right not to attend. It is his right to voice his displeasure about the federal government in whatever way he sees fit, and when the time comes, to vote however he chooses to vote. But there are a couple of disappointing things about Thomas's statement explaining his refusal to join his teammates at the White House. The first is the contradiction hiding in plain sight. This was not about politics or party, Thomas insists. Maybe he really does harbor contempt for both parties. Until he declares his affiliation, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. But his decision definitely is about politics. Take away politics, and there's absolutely nothing to talk about. No reason to snub what will probably be a once-in-a-lifetime invitation. No reason to tweet about it. No reason to engage in rhetoric. Thomas should simply admit he's a political creature. The second and worst disappointment is that the graciousness, charm, and humility that have made Thomas so likable throughout his amazing pro career apparently didn't survive the end of the 2010-2011 season. When Vancouver Canucks netminder Roberto Luongo criticized Thomas's goaltending style and called him out for not praising him, Thomas, who roundly outplayed his counterpart on his way to what some have described as the greatest postseason a goalie has ever had, refused to bite. In fact, after Game 7, Thomas could be heard praising Luongo, saying, "Hey, great year, great series, you are a great goaltender," when they met in the traditional handshake line. Thomas should have shown at least the same respect to the president that he showed to his Stanley Cup adversary. It would have been a great highlight among the many highlights of Tim Thomas's career.
That's Gary Wallach, executive producer of NPR's Only a Game.
Well, tomorrow on the show, Wellesley graduate and former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright on some of the challenges of international diplomacy.
The Latin, some kiss on the right cheek, some kiss on the left cheek. I never could remember which was which. So a lot of bump noses.
And there were other challenges, like the former PLO chairman, Yasser Arafat.
Because how did he kiss?
All over the place. Very indiscriminate.
The perils of international diplomacy with America's first female Secretary of State, tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.